Hey folks, we've got a special bonus episode for you today. It's just a snippet of a Patreon-exclusive interview with Tim and Lance of Crawlspace. As you may know, Believe It or Don't is part of the Crawlspace Media Network. So if you'd like to access the full interview and all of the bonus content, including more interviews and videos from all over the network, head over to patreon.com/crawlspacepodcast. Believe it or don't, we'll be back with another Beyond Belief Fact or Fiction episode in 2 weeks. See ya!
It's like a popsicle, like a pizza popsicle.
The pizzicle.
Pizza.
Exactly.
Thank you for saying that, because my brain wanted to say it, but I knew my mouth wasn't going to be able to do that.
Well, Kristen and Caleb, let's get into it. First of all, I want to know, how did you find us? Because I believe that you contacted us originally, and tell us the story of how you found us in great detail, please, with as many compliments as possible.
Okay, great. First of all, you're very handsome. Second of all, that's a collective you. So just, a laugh track.
That's a live audience.
Yeah, it's a live audience. They love it.
Yeah, so, you know, I had been working on the podcast by myself for a while with Caleb as a frequent collaborator. But it was kind of getting to the point where I was like, okay, I need some help. Like, I don't really understand how this whole thing works. I started it when I moved cross country as a way to like keep in touch with my friends basically, and to have something to do, because I was like, suddenly I'm on the other side of the country and I don't know anybody here. So that was fun, but I got to the point where I said, okay, I either need some kind of like support from people who know what's going on, or I should just like throw this thing in the trash can. And surprisingly, a lot of the listeners reached out and they were like, please don't throw it in the trash can. So I'm like, huh, okay. And I was looking into, you know, a bunch of different podcast networks and had already subscribed to Crawlspace, Missing Maura Murray, Empty Frames. And even though, like, content wise, we're not a true crime podcast, clearly. But I really like what you guys were doing with your network. Like, you seem to have a lot of support in place and clearly, like, know what you're doing. So I just kind of reached out to I only reached out to you guys. But yeah, you were nice enough to get back to me. And so far, it's been really great.
Cool.
Wow. I was waiting for you to say, you know, I reached out after... checking in with the Exactly Right Network, checking in with, tearing it up on this Easter Sunday. But
who's got the soundboard over there?
Sorry, that's me. I'm going to be annoying everybody throughout the whole show.
With the itchy trigger finger and the soundboard. Yeah. I want to get that David Lee Roth soundboard up there. Can we get one of those?
I don't know. I can adjust these and change them. Some of them came with Zencaster. But yeah, we added some of these.
Tim, you're really hitting it out of the park with it.
Wow.
Yeah.
That was quick.
We've never done that before.
Investigators.
Okay. Sorry. Back to your story.
My story's over.
Yeah, that was good.
You killed it.
Fuck. This wretched soundboard and my itchy trigger finger.
Yeah, it's a blessing and a curse.
Yeah.
Mostly a blessing.
We got to just lean into it, though.
So when Chris talked to you guys and decided to pick the show back up, she hit me up because we have something of a rapport together. We used to record at Chris's old job, my current job. We used to do a stream, like a variety show stream on Twitch every week. So we have a little bit of experience just basically goofing off and fucking around for a couple hours at a time. Mm-hmm. And she said she was getting picked up by you guys. And I said, okay. And now here we are.
Wow.
That Twitch show was so much fun.
Yeah,
it was a lot of fun.
Tell us more about that. You said a variety show. Tell us more about that.
Yeah, so like we, Caleb and I became friends working together at a video game studio, but we were doing a lot with Twitch streaming at the time. So I'm sure everybody knows, but for people who don't know, Twitch is a live streaming platform that is usually focused on video games. But yeah, we had a variety show where we'd like give fake movie reviews. We'd play Fuck, Marry, Kill with the foods of the Minnesota State Fair.
You know, that kind of stuff.
You know, oh my God, can we play that now?
Yeah, that's, you know, fun.
We actually tried to do a podcast episode of that because it was so fun to do on a live stream. But it didn't translate without having the pictures because some of the foods that are in the Minnesota State Fair are like impossible to describe. It's like, yeah.
Gotta be seen to be believed.
This is called the double burrito twist, but for some reason it has cotton candy and Fruity Pebbles on it. And it comes with a side dish of 16 ounces of spicy queso. It's like, some of these foods don't make any sense, and you have to see them to believe them. But also, some of them are just like, look wonderful.
What a brilliant idea. So you show the image of the food, and I can totally see that, why that won't just translate in an audio form. To see it, I think the funniest scenario is trying to figure out if I would marry it.
Yeah.
You know, it's not as hard as you would think.
The website was conveniently broken into three columns. We would just do each row was Fuck, Marry, Kill in this row, and we would make our way down the page.
But if you marry a food, does that mean that's the only food you can ever eat, or out of the three, that's the only one you can ever eat?
It's just like an everyday food. Like, that's a thing that I could see myself being with. Not necessarily the only thing, but, you know. Mm.
I could
every
commit
day.
To it. I could have it over and over again. Yeah.
But every day, is that like a rule? Because that sounds like that could be torturous. Or is it just like just what you said? You just something you want to commit to for.
It's not an easy game.
I know. I'm just trying to get that nuance down.
You know, no marriage, no two marriages are exactly the same.
Mm-hmm.
I was gonna say there's no laws, but it is literally like a law.
There's a bunch of laws.
So I think there are a lot of laws.
Several right. laws. I keep picturing an avocado. I would kind of want to do all three to an avocado.
Yeah, what? you gotta pick one. You know,
it's a hard game.
Typically, avocado, I think, would be more like Mary. But if it's something like that's like, let's say it's a whole like side of ribs that's like wrapped in bacon, and then it's like deep fried, and then it's like maple glazed, and then it comes with a ice cream sundae on top and like a cherry on top or something. You might say like, I don't know if I would like that, but I want to try that. So I'm going to fuck that.
I see. See, I was gonna kill it until you said the maple glaze, and you put maple glaze on anything, and I'm ready. I'm Randy. I'm ready to go.
Like long term,
you may not want to commit to that, you know, because it's a lot. It's messy. True.
Well, so all these dishes at that state fair seem a little crazy. So again, I want to get this nuance down. Now, if I choose one to marry, do I have to eat it every day?
No, you don't have to eat it every day.
Do I have to? Okay. Can I divorce it at any point? Is there any no stipulation like that? Or
no, I mean, it's really, it's not that literal. It's more of a spiritual fuck, marry, kill kind of thing.
Okay.
Oh, this
I'm overthinking it.
Now.
It's a classic Tim overthink.
Yeah. You're not legally bound in any way.
Okay. Well, that brings me to an important question here. some famous will they, won't they's over the years, Sam and Diane, Ross and Rachel.
I knew you were going to bring the Ross and Rachel will they, won't they into this.
Tim and Lance.
Tim and Lance, of course. Mulder and Scully.
Mulder and Scully. Now, do we add Kristen and Caleb to that list?
No, we each have our own SOs.
Okay.
Yeah.
We were all housemates back in on the East Coast, actually.
Yeah, that was kind of like a, I guess it was a very sitcom situation where it was like me and my now husband lived on one floor of a row house, and then Caleb and his girlfriend lived on the next floor up. It was just a wonderful sitcom situation.
Nonstop hijinks.
Yeah. Yeah.
Where on the East Coast was this?
This is in Somerville. Yeah, Somerville, Boston, Cambridge.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's so sitcom.
Yeah. I mean, we're from Boston too. I didn't even know there was a connection there.
Oh, yep. Yeah. I mean, we're both New Englanders originally, but now living on the West Coast.
Very cool. What towns are you from originally?
I'm from Waterville, Maine.
Waterville, Maine.
A tiny little town, like right in the center of where people actually live in Maine. So there's a whole top of Maine that's just for trees. And then there's, you know, it's sort of, Maine's sort of shaped like a hand. And the way I do it is like, we're kind of in the middle of the palm. So we're not like a fun coastal city. We're just sort of right smack in the middle of rural as hell Maine, deep
do
south of the far north.
Do not tell any Michigan people that Maine is shaped like a hand.
Is that a Michigan thing?
That is a Michigan thing. If you ask anyone from Michigan where they're from, they'll just hold up their hand.
That's like the cape. That's the cape where they do the flex.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I have a tattoo of Massachusetts on my arm so that when I hold it up and flex, it looks just like the cape.
That's right.
Jesus.
All right. Wow.
Yeah. So I'm from Groton, Massachusetts, which is best known for one scene from the next Karate Kid starring Hilary Swank.
Yeah. Mm. Oh, yeah. My God. I saw some of that movie being shot. Yeah. They shot some of that movie at Cousin's Gym in Somerville, right behind where I used to live at that time. We're talking like circa 1993.
Wow.
These connections.
Yeah, must have been around that time.
Did you just say misconnections?
I just said these connections. But
I thought you were referencing the old Craigslist misconnections.
Craigslist board, right. Yes. Write one for Hilary Swank on there. Yeah. Mr. Miyagi, while you're at it.
Yes.
Oh, damn. Well, who would have known this? Because... I think I read somewhere, Kristen, that you wrote you were originally from like the woods outside of Boston or something, and it never occurred to me that there was a Somerville connection and a Groton connection. Tim, isn't Lou, is Groton that Lou is the?
No, he's in Granby.
Granby, I always get those.
Yeah, a couple of letters. Yeah. First two letters correct there, though.
That's all it takes for me.
It's close.
Close
but no cigar.
Yeah. I do like that we're getting into some like mass hole towny shit right now. Like, you go down to the market basket at the Donalds.
Well, tell us how you got from Massachusetts to being your game developers, video game developers now in the San Francisco Bay Area.
Yeah, we both worked together at a game studio in Cambridge, actually, then we moved to Boston. But we both worked together at a studio there. I'm actually still working there remotely. So this whole working from home thing for me has affected me very little, except that my girlfriend's home all the time.
So you still live in Massachusetts then? Or
I live in Oakland, California, but I still work remotely. Okay. I was only supposed to do it for like a short time, but then it was working out okay. And now it's been almost 2 years of working from home, which has been slowly making me insane, but which everybody else is sort of getting a taste of my world right now, which is, feels good for some reason that you all can feel my pain.
Working from home so far, like I feel like I'm thriving. I just like not having to leave the house is really like my comfort zone.